This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Superman's coming out this weekend. If you guys haven't gotten tickets yet, it was filmed here. You're going to see a lot of Cleveland represented in the film. And so it is the big movie of the summer. And our next guest, and just going to talk about that, is also a big Cleveland sports fan. So he's got some takes on the way. You know him from Barstool. You know him as the host of the Dozen Trivia on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It's Jeff Lowe. Jeff, welcome to the show.
What's up, Jeff?
How you doing, guys? Thanks for having me.
Dude, it's a Friday. It's summer. We're feeling good here. And I'm pretty excited about the Superman movie, not just because of the Cleveland stuff, because they got the right guy. I'm just curious, what were your thoughts coming away from watching Superman?
So I loved it. It is, if you're a fan of the Zack Snyder ones, the Man of Steel, it is a 180 would be an understatement from in terms of like going from serious to goofiness. But I think it works. It's fun. The guy who plays Superman is great. David Cronenberg is awesome. The whole cast is great. I could definitely see some people not loving it because it is a little silly. It's by James Gunn, the guy who did the Guardians of the Galaxy movies and the Suicide Squad, which is one of the few good recent DC movies. But it was a great time. Everyone in the theater loved it. I'm going again next week. So, yeah, it's a really good time. I think most people will love it. It's a fun, high-energy summer blockbuster. So, great stuff. And, yeah, a lot of Cleveland. Ton of Cleveland in it.
Jeff, as you graded this movie, I want to know where it falls on, like, all the movies you've seen this year. Where does it rank? Is it the highest rated movie you've seen? And as a follow-up to that, what is the movie that maybe hasn't come out yet that you're most looking forward to seeing the rest of this year?
So right now, for me in the year, that comes on number 4 on my list for the year, which it has been a weaker year for movies. It's an 89 out of 100. I've only had two movies rated 90 or above. And above that, I have what we call Warfare, pretty good. What we call Friendship with Tim Robinson and Paul Rudd. I have that at number 2. And then Sinners with Michael B. Jordan.
That was good.
That's cleared the pack by a mile. That's number 1. And then the rest of the year, there's that Paul Thomas Anderson, Leonardo DiCaprio movie I'm excited for. The Safdie brothers did Uncut Gems. They have a Timothy Chalamet, like a ping pong movie coming out. They have the one with The Rock, where he plays I think he's a mixed martial artist. I think he's MMA stuff. Another Avatar. So there's a lot of good stuff. Hopefully the year ramps up more. It's been not great. I advocate go to the movies every day you can possibly go. It's been a little weaker, but hopefully Superman kicks things in the year. Fantastic Four is in 2 weeks. I'm excited for that. There's some good stuff on the horizon.
Yeah, when you said Safdie brothers, Timothy Chalamet, and in ping pong, I honestly did. I was like, it was like the. I like the Safdie brothers, but I was like, wow, it is as if you made a movie that I would hate.
That's very fair. I mean, it's a Chalamet ping pong movie, and then a very serious Dwayne the Rock Johnson movie. I mean, that both have the ability to be horrible, but also could be very. The Rock one, I'm crossing my fingers. If this is a failure, it might be time to fully retire from acting for The Rock, because it just may not be working.
I've always said young De Niro, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That San Andreas performance, I was like, oh man, this is shades of Pacino and Scarface, I thought.
He needs to go back. He's got to go back to the Fast and Furious franchise, which I guess they're going back to like L.A. street racing, which, spoiler alert, the last Fast and Furious movie ended. Again, I'll give everyone a 2-second spoiler alert. It ended with half of the characters, and I'm putting in air quotes, dying in a large plane crash. So I don't know how they're going to get back to street racing in L.A. after that. That's a pretty large turn of events.
They all have amnesia.
Like stealing VHSs. Yeah, maybe, I guess.
Jeff, thanks for joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We were told that you have a lot of, not just movie takes, but also Cleveland sports takes. And speaking of movies, it feels like every day is a movie here with the Cleveland Browns, with their quarterback competition and everything going on there. I guess as you get ready for this upcoming Browns season, how do you feel about the outlook of a team that Vegas has a pretty low win total projected for? It's around like 5.5 in most places.
I mean, look, my expectations are very low, but I also have a very, I'm a very, very cynical Cleveland sports fan, and I, who isn't, but I have like a pretty large amount of hope. I don't know what it is, but I was never a big Shadur fan in college. Like I never really cared about them. I found myself rooting against them quite often. There's something about him with a chip on his shoulder, and he's a guy who, look, how many QBs have we seen, like rookies over the years, where it's like, you know, these mini camp darlings, like, oh, look at them. He posted a picture of the playbook. But like, Shador's just out there just throwing every day. Like, he's just a guy who, like, I think all he cares about is football. And that's giving me this like sense of hope that, like, you know what? He's got enough tools. The things that he has to fix, he can fix. Right? Like, they're not like, it's not like, oh, hey, his release point stinks. He doesn't have good footwork and he has no vision, but maybe he'll be like, he has all like the tools. So I see no reason why he can't be good. I think the running back situation is kind of awesome. I'm bummed Nick Chubb is gone, but like, let's be honest here. He was a shell of himself last year. I'm happy to see him go play for tenure. I love the Samson and Judkins. I think it's going to be really fun this year to watch those two guys, no matter who the quarterback is. So like, I'm feeling, they're going to lose probably 12 games or more, but I think that's kind of okay. I can't wait to root against the Jaguars all year. I hope they stink. So, like, I don't, like, it's weird to say it, but I kind of am feeling positive. It's weird.
So, it's funny. I'm with you on so many of those things. I've never been this optimistic for a 12-loss or more team. The Shador stuff's interesting because I didn't want him at 2. Then when they got him in the 5th round, I was like, well, I thought he was legit a 2nd or 3rd round pick. So I love the value of that, but they're so dead set on treating him like a 5th round pick, which I think is about humbling Shador on some level. My hope is they don't treat him like a 5th round pick all year long. I hope at some point you're like, he was drafted in the 5th round, but he's a 2nd round talent. Let's see him out there. Where do you fall on treating Shador like a 5th round pick all season long if you're the Browns?
I think, look, it's a lot of Stefanski speak.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think, it's pretty consistent, right, with what you hear from him and hear from this front office with rookies and stuff in the past. I think he's going to get the fair shake. I don't know why he wouldn't, right? Like, I think he's going to get the fair shake. I believe what Stefanski says, like, you know, the guys are going to get their reps. You know, they're kind of working through it all. Do I think he's going to start? No, and I don't know. I think the team's bad enough where I'm not sure I want him thrown out there like that, but I do think there's a legitimate chance he can start or at least push for it. Because I do think right now, like you said, they are humbling him. I think they're trying to see him kind of have that chip on his shoulder and react to it properly. I hope what I'm saying is true. I hope he does get the fair shake to start and they're not dead set on what I assume is going to be. My gut is Pickett, right? Like, I do think they're trying to see if he's like a Darnold type situation. My gut, it's Pickett or Flacco probably. But I hope there's a chance he starts. So I do think he has it. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm being stupid, but I do think he has it.
I think this time of year, Browns fans do talk themselves into a lot of things. So I don't think you're alone in that, Jeff. And Jeff Lowe, again, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Jeff, moving to the Guardians, I think everyone's familiar with the Klondike Bar commercial where they're like, what would you do for a Klondike Bar? What would you do to convince the Guardians to call up Chase DeLauder at this point?
So the only bad thing about the movie last night was I think the Metropolis Meteors care more about their team than the Guardians ownership does. So that made me mad watching that movie last night. That Superman's fighting in that stadium. I was just thinking about the Guardians the entire time. I don't know. I had a whole rant on this last week. So I had a take a couple years ago where I said of the three teams I hate the most, it's the Guardians right now. People got really mad at me. They're like, what about the Browns? The Browns, yeah, the Browns stink. But the Browns try. The Cavaliers, say what you want about Dan Gilbert, the Cavs worked tirelessly to put a good product on the court. You can't deny that. And same with the Browns are terrible at trying, but they try. And there's something with the Guardians. The fact that this DeLauder kid is not up is baffling. This is like they're treating this like it's some sort of gap year. Like it's some sort of like, hey, it is what it is. And this is not an original take. I saw somebody say the way that they run this team is like it's a fingers crossed, hey, maybe this year it'll come together again. And last year it did. It worked out in the regular season, and they got to the ALCS. And it seems like they crossed their fingers again, and it just didn't work. And look, I know they're trying to win deep down, but the fact they're not calling this kid up is making me question it so much to a point where I actually don't think it's that insane. If someone's like, I think they're actually not caring about winning. Like, it's that crazy he's not up yet. Like, I don't get – like, the season's gone now for the most part. Like, I know they had the sweep the other day, but, like, they're so far back, and they struggle hitting so much. At this point, what's the point at this point? I guess let them rot in AAA the rest of the year at this point, I guess.
So that actually leads us to where we're going to go later in the show. We brought up when the – you know what really hit the fan earlier this year? I was the first person to point out that – you got 2.5 years left of control on Stephen Kwan, and this is when that conversation happens of do you extend the player or do you deal him? I don't think he wants to take a hometown discount like Hosey did, which complicates this. So if you're the Guardians, do you pay a leadoff hitter with limited power $20 to $25 million a year, or in the next 6 months, do you say sayonara to Stephen Kwan?
I mean, I'm going to sound like I'm contradicting myself. I mean, at this point, if this is how they're going to act with contracts, if this is how they're going to act with young players, like, I guess you've got to see what you can get. They have a good history of getting good return. I would hate to lose him. You're right. Like, he is, like, he's a reliable leadoff hitter. But he's so – it's like he's a guy where if you would have put the right pieces, if you would have, you know, gone that extra mile to try to figure something out in the offseason and build off an ALCS contender, he's a piece that – he's a winning piece. But this is not a winning team right now. So – you got to shop him, right? Like that, you have to at least see what you can get because I'm sure there's a team that can use him that would overpay and have some sort of value for a guy like Kwan. But if this is how they're going to, like, go about things, we're like, hey, we got to punt down the line again. I guess you may as well, like, the Cliff Lees and the Sabathias of the world, you got to do it, I guess. You got to at least look at it.
which is so miserable to say, but I guess that's what the Guardians have done to me, right? Now, I'd say miserable like outcomes are okay.
That's kind of where we are, too. Jeff, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate the send-up there on Superman. I'll be seeing it this weekend, and appreciate your take here. We're going to have you on more.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff.
Hey, anytime, go Browns, Cavs, Guardians. So anytime, guys.
Thank you so much. Jeff Lowe there, Barstool Sports, host of the Dozen Trivia. The Dozen Trivia. It sounded like I said the Dozen Trivia. On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Make sure to check out his stuff. He's got a big send-up on why he gave Superman an 89 out of 100 on his social media handle. And really, really big, big, big Cleveland sports fan. We got a plan to get to, guys, but we do have the lead coming up in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.